Joining me in the studio this morning, Kati Pansosnik. Did I get the pronunciation correct?
Yes.
All right, pretty close anyway. Kati is the manager of the Farmers Market, which opens this weekend. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, first, thank you for having me here. We are starting our season on April 18th, this Saturday. It's wonderful. We have over 22 vendors who have signed up. There will be lots of freshly harvested produce, baked goods, fresh farm fresh eggs, plants. So it's everything handmade, homemade, and homegrown.
You have lots of folks that go well beyond the vegetables and the fruits and things like that, don't you?
Yes, we have canned goods with really famous, well-loved salsa. That the Batesville Farmers Market has. We have a beautiful, unique jams and jellies that you cannot really find at the grocery store. There are crafts, really unique homemade crafts that people do at home. And then the produce that they grow is just the most nutrient-dense and the best tasting that you can have.
Very good. Now, the Farmers Market is actually held where?
It's right here downtown where the Maxfield Park is, okay. Right outside the parking lot area.
Beautiful area over there. Plenty of room to park all along Main Street and wrapped around the corner there. So what do we do? Because we're going to come upon this one of the weekends. What do we do if it rains?
So what we have done previously, if it possible at all, we are still setting up. We have some vendors, especially bakers, who have baked for a few days. Sourdough takes days before you need to start and ferment it, and it grows beautifully, and then you can bake it right before the market. So we really don't like to cancel. So we still have it, and we've done it like a drive-through, so people can just drive through, and they don't even have to get out of their car, and we're happy to, you know, serve them. Some vendors, of course, who cannot come because their items are not waterproof and they might get damaged, they will cancel. But normally, we really try not to cancel unless it's really windy and lightning and dangerous, essentially, then we cancel. But if it's just rain, we still have it.
Now, Kati, at this point, can you accept any more vendors for this season, or are you full at this point?
We still accept right. As long as we have room in the parking lot, and we do have still room in the parking lot, so we still accept vendors.
All right. Do people need to arrange that in advance, or do they just come down there, and if there's space, you'll accommodate?
We ask everybody to fill out a registration form, which can be found on our Facebook page. It's a pinned post, so the very first post that people go, they will see the first post, and there's their registration form. And then we kind of vetted through that it is homegrown, handmade, because we don't allow reselling.
Sure.
So that's where we, but we've had incidents that somebody who has brought like eggs and they're like, oh, I didn't know anything about it, but I have a bunch of eggs. And I'm like, well, are those your eggs? And she's like, yes. And I'm like, yeah, here we go. And you can fill out the form later.
Okay. So the Farmers Market Facebook page exactly is what?
So it is Main Street, Batesville, Downtown Farmers Market. So there was another Facebook page, but nobody has access to it. So that, I think, is still out there, but you need to look for the Main Street, Batesville, Downtown Farmers Market.
All right, very good. And we'll go every Saturday through when?
Till the end of October.
Till the end of October. Looking forward to it. Kati, we'll see you this Saturday, Maxfield Park, for the Batesville Farmers Market. Good to see you in the studio.
Thank you very much.